The Deadly Women of Games of Thrones. This list of deadly women consists of, you have Khaleesi, you have Cersei, you have the Red Woman, Melisandre, you have the Sand Snake's mom, I think her name is Alaria, and Arya and Sansa. And those are only a few on the list. I think Miss Olena is on there too. So enjoy this audio footage of some inserts on Games of Thrones, Deadly Women.
Daddy. No, you don't never die.
Forward march.
Gallady.
Halt.
Et va trois, j'espère, vivi ton magie.
Zadrizes Buzdaris Kosdao.
Nagi Valire.
Nigetai Neres Charmas Morenta Geriolent. And Valeria Weko Anag Alexander. Valeria Muniwengos Nugista. Go by Gavi.
Unsullied. Slay the master, slay the soul, slay every man who holds a whip. But harm no child, strike the chains off every slave you see. I'm your master. Kill her, kill her.
Dracarys.
I want you to know I understand. Even though we're enemies, you and I understand the fury that drives you. I was there that day when Sir Gregor crushed your lover's head. I close my eyes. I can hear the sound of Oberyn's skull break, the sound of your scream. I never heard a sound like that. I thought that's true love. Oberyn looked beautiful that day, he really did. No one moved like him, no one had such skill with a spear. Even Sir Gregor couldn't stop him. If only he hadn't taunted him. He could have walked away and left poor Sir Gregor to die. But that wasn't your lover's way, was it? Now he's buried somewhere. And here's Sir Gregor stronger than ever. That must be difficult for you. When my daughter was taken from me, my only daughter. Well, I can't imagine how that feels unless you've lost a child. I fed her at my own breast, even though they told me to give her to the wet nurse. I couldn't bear to see her in another woman's arms. I never got to have a mother. But Marcella did. She was mine. And you took her from me. Why did you do that?
How will you do it? With that sword? That was Joffrey's sword, wasn't it? Not that he ever used it. What did he call it?
Widow's Wail.
He really was a cunt, wasn't he? I did unspeakable things to protect my family, or watch them being done on my orders. I never lost a night's sleep over them. They were necessary. And whatever I imagined necessary for the safety of House Tyrell, I did. But your sister has done things I was incapable of imagining. That was my prize mistake, a failure of imagination. She's a monster, you do know that.
To you, I'm sure. To others as well. But after we've won, and there's no one left to oppose us, when people are living peacefully in the world she built, do you really think they'll wring their hands over the way she built it?
You love her. You really do love her.
You poor fool.
She'll be the end of you.
Possibly. Not much to be gained from discussing it with you, though, is there?
What better person to discuss it with? What better guarantee could you have that the things you say will never leave this room? But perhaps you're right. If she's driven you this far, it's gone beyond your control.
Yes. It has.
She's a disease. I regret my role in spreading it. You will too.
I think we're done here.
How will it happen?
Cersei had several ideas. Whipping you through the streets and beheading you in front of the Red Keep. Flaying you alive and hanging you from the walls of King's Landing. I talked her out of those.
Will there be pain?
No, I made sure of that.
That's good. I'd hate to die like your son, clawing at my neck, foam and bile spilling from my mouth, eyes blood red, skin purple. Must have been horrible for you, as a king's guard, as a father. It was horrible enough for me. A shocking scene. Not at all what I intended. You see, I'd never seen the poison work before. Tell Cersei. I wanted to know it was me.
Is there any way I can help?
Yes, there is.
Good, I want to. I'm the Princess Shireen of House Baratheon, and I'm your daughter. Where's my father? I want to see my father.
It will all be over soon, Princess.
Where's my father? No, you can't do this. Father, where are you? Please, let me see my father. Father, where are you? Don't ever do this. Please, let go. Let me see my father. Where are you? Please.
It's what the Lord wants.
No, please.
It's a good thing.
No.
A great thing.
No.
Here is now, my Lord. For you, we offer up this girl.
Please.
The
that you may cleanse her with your fire, and that its light may lead our way.
Please, no, please, let me see my father.
If we don't act, we'll all starve here. All of us. But if we make this sacrifice...
Accept this token of our faith, my lord, and lead us from the darkness. Lord of light, show us the
Mother!
Way.
Mother, please! Mother, please! Mother! Mother!
I can't. There's no other way. She's king's blood.
Please, Lord of light, protect us.
Please, Father!
For the light is dark and full of terrors.
Mother, please! Mother! Mother, don't do this! Please! Mother, no! Please! Please, help! Don't do this! Please, Father! Mother, help! Don't do this! Don't do this! Please, Father!
Hello, Sansa. Is this where I'll be staying now? No. Our time together is about to come. That's all right. You can't kill me. I'm part of you now.
Your words will disappear.
This scene reminds me so much of Hannibal and Clarice in, what's the name of that movie? Silence of the Lambs, when he was behind bars and she was interviewing him. This scene reminds me so much of that.
Your house will disappear. Your name will disappear. All memory of you will disappear. Fed them in 7 days, you said it yourself.
They're loyal beasts.
They were. Now they're starving.
Don't! Don't!
Stop! Don't!
Are not fools. You would have been a lousy adventurer. An Oberyn. He would have been a terrible ruler.
Your mother is a brilliant woman, you know that.
Prince Dora.
The Princess Marsanna.
When was the last time you left this palace? You don't know your own people. They're disgust for you. Elia Martell raped and murdered, and you did nothing. Oberyn Martell butchered, and you did nothing.
You're not a Dornishman. You're not our prince.
My son. Tristan.
Your son is weak, just like you. And weak men will never rule Dorne again.
Cersei, Walder Frey, Meryn Trant, Tywin Lannister, the Red Woman, Beric Dondarrion, Thoros of Myr, Ilyn Payne, the Mountain.
Would you shut up?
I can't sleep until I say the names.
The names of every fucking person in Westeros.
Only the ones I'm going to kill.
We come across my brother. Maybe we can both cross the name off a list.
Answer these charges. Lord Baelish.
My sister asked you a question.
Lady Sansa, forgive me. I'm a bit confused.
Which charges confuse you? Let's start with the simplest one. You murdered our aunt, Lysa Arryn. You pushed her through the moon door and watched her fall. Do you deny it?
I did it to protect you.
You did it to take power in the Vale. Earlier, you conspired to murder Jon Arryn. You gave Lysa Tears of Lys to poison him. Do you deny it?
Whatever your aunt might have told you, she was a troubled woman. She imagined enemies everywhere.
You had Aunt Lysa send a letter to our parents telling them it was the Lannisters who murdered Jon Arryn, when really it was you. The conflict between the Starks and the Lannisters, it was you who started it. Do you deny it?
I know of no such letter.
You conspired with Cersei Lannister and Joffrey Baratheon to betray our father, Ned Stark. Thanks to your treachery, he was imprisoned and later executed on false charges of treason. Do you deny it?
I deny it. None of you were there to see what happened. None of you knows the truth.
You held a knife to his throat. You said, I did warn you not to trust me.
You told our mother this knife belonged to Tyrion Lannister. But that was another one of your lies. It was yours.
Thank you, Sansa. I have known you since you were a girl. I've protected you.
Protected me? By selling me to the Boltons?
If we could speak alone, I can explain everything.
Sometimes when I'm trying to understand a person's motives, I play a little game. I assume the worst. What's the worst reason you have for turning me against my sister? That's what you do, isn't it? That's what you've always done. Turn family against family, turn sister against sister. That's what you did to our mother and Aunt Lysa, and that's what you tried to do to us.
Sansa, please.
I'm a slow learner. It's true. But I learn.
Give me a chance to defend myself. I deserve that. I am Lord Protector of the Vale, and I command you to escort me safely back to the Eyrie.
I think not.
Sansa,
I beg you. I loved your mother since the time I was a boy.
And yet you betrayed her.
I loved you. More than anyone.
And yet you betrayed me.
You won't get off this.
When you brought me back to Winterfell, you told me there's no justice in the world, not unless we make it. Thank you for all your many lessons, Lord Baelish. I will never forget them.
This segment of Games of Thrones. I hope that has been some entertainment for you, GOT fanatics. Until next time, also, I would like to add that those are some bad women. Peace.
Oh, thank you.